Republicans praise Trump for Liberation Day. Reciprocal tariffs, U.S. is being respected again. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 2, 2025. Republican lawmakers praised President Donald Trump for announcing that foreign countries would be hit with reciprocal tariffs and that there would be a 25% tariff imposed on foreign-made vehicles. Representative Tim Moore, RNC, Representative Addison McDowell, RNC, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Representative Troy Nels, RTX, and Representative Andy Harris, RMD, were among the Republicans who praised Trump on what was labeled Liberation Day. Trump was praised for leveling the playing field for American workers and for putting American workers first. President Trump is leveling the playing field for American workers and bringing back Made in America. Moore wrote in a post on X. My district was hit hard over the years by unfair trade deals, McDowell wrote in a post on X. Finally, we have a president who wants to put the American worker first. Honored to be at the White House with President Trump as we celebrate Liberation Day. Scott wrote in a post on X. The days of the U.S. being taken advantage of by other countries are over. President Trump is making it clear that he will always put American jobs, manufacturing, and our economy first. As Americans, let's stand with him and support one another by buying products made in America. Happy Liberation Day, Nels wrote in a post. We are making America wealthy again. President Trump's reciprocal tariffs will put the American worker first and bring fairness back to international trade, Harris wrote in a post on X. America is being respected again. As Breitbart News previously reported, Trump announced that a 25% tariff would be imposed on automobiles made outside of the United States. April 2, 2025, will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again, Trump said. Trump continued to detail how the U.S. was charging other countries only a 2.4% tariff on motorcycles, while countries like Thailand and Vietnam were imposing higher tariffs on the U.S. The United States charges other countries only a 2.4% tariff on motorcycles. Meanwhile, Thailand and others are charging much higher prices, like 60%. India charges 70%. Vietnam charges 75%, and others are even higher than that. Likewise, until today, the United States has for decades charged a 2.5% tariff. During Trump's speech, he also revealed a chart that showed the reciprocal tariffs that he intended to impose on other countries.